Shalom, shalom, uracha. I am so excited. This is going to be so wonderful. I'm going to be talking to Ms. Dottie Berman. B-U-R-M-A-N. Dottie Berman. She's got these CDs out. She does these seminars. She's a positive thinker. She does all these wonderful things that I do not. So please welcome to this show, Ms. Dottie Berman. Dottie, how are you?
I'm just wonderful. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, happy New Year to you, God damn it. Are you having a good New Year?
I'm having a wonderful New Year.
This is
very
good.
Exciting.
This is good.
Very busy.
You know, I didn't know they were still naming people Dottie. Is there really Dorothy or did it?
I'm really Dorothy, like Dorothy from Kansas.
Dorothy from Kansas. I don't get the reference. I don't know what the hell that is. Anyway,
well, that's from the Wizard of Oz, Rabbi.
The Wizard of Oz, Judy Garland, and the thing. I don't believe in rainbows. It's too much colors. They hurt my eyes.
But yes, it's Dorothy. However, I find Dorothy is a beautiful name, but very formal, so I use Dottie.
Dottie Berman. And what do you do, Dottie Berman?
I do a lot of things, Rabbi. I'm very busy. I'm a professional speaker. I'm also a singer and a songwriter and an entertainer. So I'm busy with all this stuff here.
How do you find the time? I don't even have the time to be a good rabbi, for God's sakes.
I'm sure you're just wonderful.
No, I'm actually really horrible, but don't keep me on. I don't charge much.
So, well, it's all connected. You know.
Started as a teacher?
Well, you want to hear my little history?
I'm going to hear your big history.
I'm going to hear my big history. Okay. When I was 10 years old, in summer camp, I had the leads in all the musicals, you know, and I loved doing it. But when I went to college, I didn't even consider going into show business. It just was, you know, who did that? You needed a nice, secure job, right?
Oh, I'm listening to all. I have 18 and a half children. I'm saying either doctor, lawyer, that's it.
That's it. So I became a high school English teacher, and I loved it. I mean, it's a wonderful profession, and the whole time that I was doing that, I was also doing singing and songwriting because I always loved doing it, but just as a hobby, you know?
Right.
And then when I realized that I could take early retirement, I thought, this is it. I'm going to follow my dreams, and I'm going to go into show business full time, and I did that.
Well, saying it and doing it is another thing. So what were the steps that you took from going from being a retired English teacher to an entertainer and speaker?
Well, I took a lot of workshops before I left. I really believe in getting help. I work with career coaches. I had a singing teacher who I still have. You need help to make any big changes in your life. And in fact, I do presentations now for organizations about things like that. I have one show called It's Never Too Late to Follow Your Dreams. And I talk about all the anxieties of making changes. It's not easy, but you can do it, you know. I am a positive thinker, Rabbi.
Do you remember the first time you got up on the stage there?
And
did your thing?
Well, as a kid, you mean?
Oh, actually, I was thinking more along the lines of as your first professional gig. I like that word, gig.
Well, I'll tell you, while I was still teaching, it's a nice,
good
nice
word, gig.
Yes. while I was still teaching, I became part of a bluegrass group, and they called themselves the Canarsie Boys, and I said, hey, wait a minute, I'm a girl. So we changed it to the Canarsie Five. And we were a semi-professional group. We performed all over, and then I got kind of tired of doing folk music and bluegrass music, and that's when I wrote my first song.
What was it? What was the first song?
The first song was called My Telephone Answering Machine, because here I was teaching kids that you should write from your own experiences, you know? So mm-hmm. I thought, well, I got a telephone answering machine. I was one of the first people to have one, and I was getting these strange messages, and I thought, there you go, that's going to be a song. And that was the first song I ever wrote, and I did a concert then. I think it was at a church or a synagogue, you know.
A church? You set foot in a church? What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, I'm very ecumenical, Rabbi.
Oh,
I will perform any place, you know. That
you have to have a little taste, I mean.
No,
really?
No. Some of my best friends are not Jewish, Rabbi.
Oh, you shunder!
No, I believe in diversity. I really do. but anyway, the people at the performance came up afterwards. I just did one original song. And they said, oh, I really love that song. And, you know, a light bulb went off in my head.
That must have hurt.
Yeah, this is what I want to do. And that's when I started writing a lot. And that's my first memory of doing one of my own songs.
Do you go through, you should pardon the expression, spurts, where you'll do like 20 songs in a month and a half, and then like two over the next year? Or do they just come regularly?
No. It happens. I have to be inspired by something I'm feeling or something I've experienced or something, someone has told me that hits me. And I don't write on any regular basis. I write when it just is, oh, my God, that's an idea for a song, you know.
If you had to pick one song of all the ones that you've written,
yeah,
what would be your favorite?
Well, I think my favorite is I'm in love with my computer, because I really am in love with my computer. And I wrote that song because I got a computer, let's say, well, right when I knew I was going to leave teaching.
Right.
And I was going into show business, and it's a business. And, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I have a business here. And I thought, gee, I really have to learn to use a computer. And I got, this is not advertising, but I got a Macintosh computer, all right? And I love this computer. I walked around the house saying, I love this computer. I love this computer. And you see, a light bulb goes off in my head, and I thought, oh, it's a song. And, in fact, it's the name of my first CD album.
The first CD album is, in fact, called I Am In Love With My Computer. Here's the song from it now. Doggy Byman, I'm in love with my computer. Well, she's in love with her computer. I'm not so much in love with mine. You also have a second CD called When the Palm Trees Grow in Central Park.
Yeah, I seem to like long titles, don't I?
You do. Why is it that you have to speak in these extremely long and complicated sentences? Doggy Byman, why do you do this at all?
Well, because I like words. I think that I was an English teacher, and I am a writer. I also write articles. I'm going to be writing a book soon.
Oh, yeah, book.
So I love using words, Rabbi. They're fun, you know? And the palm tree, where that all started, before 9/11, I had this phrase that went around in my head about palm trees in Central Park, and I laughed. It made me giggle, you know? I have to giggle at my own stuff, or nobody else is going to like
it.
Oh,
that is so true. If I don't laugh, nobody's laughing at my stuff, that's for sure. But it gives me a chuckle.
Oh, well, as long as you're having fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I had this idea, and then 9/11 happened, and of course we were all devastated, and I thought, I cannot write a satiric song that has anything to do with New York City. I can't do this. And then about a year and a half ago, it felt like we had moved on a bit, and I could write the song. And one of the things is that my take on life is humorous. I think that's how I get through. And it's very hard for me to write serious songs. So I wrote the song about when the palm trees grow in Central Park. And really what it is my protest against global warming. But the way I do it is to say, isn't it going to be wonderful when we have palm trees in Central Park and all the streets will be canals?
Oh, I so agree with you. All my relatives will come back from Florida. They'll all come because they won't need to go there in the winter. They'd all be in New York, and then they come and they bother me with their children and their grandchildren. Oh, my God, what a horrible thing.
Well, that's one of the lines in my song.
Rougher winters, God damn it. What?
Yeah, I mean, one of the lines in my song is, I can't quote it exactly, but that you're only going to need one wardrobe. Because the people down in Florida will all be coming here, so you're quoting from my song.
That's okay. I only change my shirt once a week anyway. It doesn't matter to me.
And I was going to call the album Take a Musical Break, which is another song that I wrote. And then I said to people, you know, I'm going to include my palm tree song. You sort of do market research with your friends. And they all said, oh, you have to call the album When the Palm Trees Grow in Central Park, because it's catchier. And that's how I came to call it that. And then I'm working with a wonderful graphic designer, and he got very inspired, you know, and your listeners can't see it, of course, the album has a picture of me surrounded by palm trees with the New York skyline in the background.
It's a very cute thing, and you got the sparkly dress on, and you're touching the trees, and it's tropical. It says Paul Gauguin meets Ray and Stimpy. I really like it. It's good.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Let me ask you some more things.
Sure.
First of all, you're Jewish, right?
Well, you know what? Rather than answer that question, let me say that the way I got into performing for organizations is that when I left teaching, I did a show in cabaret. And people would come up to me afterwards and say, can you perform at my synagogue? Can you perform at my church? Can you perform for my organization? And I thought, sure. So one of the places that I was booked to do was a synagogue, in fact, on Long Island. I've done 10 of the libraries on Long Island. I've done many organizations out there. And I thought, I've got to write a song to this, you know, because every time that I do one of these groups where there are a lot of Jewish people, someone comes up after and says to me, excuse me, Dottie, do you mind my asking, are you Jewish? And I thought, that's a song. So I wrote the song, Is She Jewish?
Oh, what a wonderful question that is, at least as long as the answer is yes. is she Jewish? Dagi Berman there asking the question, is she Jewish? But let me ask you, Dagi Berman.
Yes.
How has Jewishness influenced you? What was your heavily Jewish upbringing, conservative, conservadox, orthodox, liberadox? What the hell were you?
Reformed. Temple Israel in Jamaica. It was a Reformed synagogue. I think it still exists, not in the original building. And so that is my background, actually, in Reformed Judaism. And I love all the, the weddings, the bar mitzvahs, all the symbols and all the Jewish expressions and all that. But I would call myself a secular Jewish person.
I mean, in one of your songs, you quote Hillel. He says, if I'm not for myself, who will be?
Well, that's the thing, Rabbi. I think that all this kind of, it's part of your life. And I do write some serious songs. And that one, if I'm not for myself, who will be? I use when I do organizations and I'm talking about how you have to nurture yourself. That all of us, we take care of our aging parents and we take care of our friends and we have careers and when do we find time for ourselves? And I thought of that saying by Hillel from the Talmud and I thought, gee, that would make a nice song. So that's also on that first I'm in Love with My Computer album.
So some of your songs are serious. They're not all ha-ha, funny, humorous, joy.
No, I do have ballads. I do have serious songs. Some of them I would call inspirational songs, like one of them is called I'm Doing the Best I Can. You know, when you kind of feel you're not doing enough, you could be doing better. And I thought, gee, I have to write a song to say to people, you're doing the best you can do, and that's all any of us can do. And then also, this is about a year ago, I said, Berman, I said to myself, you're going to sit down, you're going to write a serious song. And that's one of the times when I just sat down and I thought, I'm going to do this now. And I wrote the lyric. Now, I write all the words on all the CDs that you've heard.
Uh-huh.
You do have my CDs, don't you, Rabbi?
I've got them right here. I'm in love with my computer. And when the palm trees grow in Central Park, and they're both released on what label?
Bertley Productions.
Bertley Productions label. How can people get them, by the way?
Well, I'll definitely give my website for those of you who are online, www.dottieberman.com, and that's DottieBurman. Also, those of you online, you can go to cdbaby.com and amazon.com and tower.com.
Oh, so they're out there. They're completely. They're,
absolutely.
There's foxes on the street corner selling bootlegs of them. You can get them very easily, I'm telling you.
I really don't like those words, Rabbi.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I really do.
Bootleg is a bad word. And is there also a number or an email or anything like that?
Yeah, if people want to get in touch with me, either to get my CDs or to talk to me about performing, doing a performance for one of their organizations, or singers who would like to use my songs, here is my voicemail number, 212-712-6335. Should I repeat that?
212. I only got the first three digits.
212-712-6335.
All right, so if you get a phone call at 5 after 3 in the morning with heavy breathing, that's not me.
Okay.
If it's asthmatic, it's probably me.
So I think I was saying about the, I write all the words. Okay. But there are times when I do collaborate with other people, and I had a collaborator for 8 years who was wonderful. His name is Robin Field.
Oh, from Dorothy and Fields?
Yes.
Never heard of him.
No. Oh, well, they were wonderful, and they won all kinds of prizes. And Robin one day just said, I've had it with show business. I've had it with New York. And he left and went back home to California. And we're still friends, but I don't work with him anymore. And once in a while now, I write all my own music, but I do collaborate. And the person I wrote with most recently is Rick Cummins. He wrote the music to Is She Jewish?
Ah.
And he wrote the music to this next song, which is called Serious Love Songs. This is a serious song. It's my words, and it's music by Rick Cummins.
A serious love song from Dottie Berman and Rick Cummins, which you can get. And which that CD is which? Is it the computer one or is it the palm tree one?
It's on When the Palm Trees Grow in Central Park.
When the Palm Trees Grow in Central Park, songs by Dottie Berman. We've been talking so much about the songwriting. Let's talk about the seminars and the talks that you give that motivate people. And how do you do this? Go ahead, Dottie. Motivate me!
Okay. I'll give you an example. I am going to be doing a presentation in Peoria, Illinois, believe it or not, in November. November 19th. And this is an organization, and what it is, it's the 20th anniversary of a hospice, part of Methodist Medical Center in Peoria, and it's for the staff, not for the residents. I would love to do something for the residents, but it's for the staff. And I love doing presentations for healthcare professionals who spend all their time helping us. And what I'm saying is you need to nurture yourself. And I'm calling the show Take a Musical Break and Celebrate Life. It's going to be a very upbeat kind of show, 1 hour. And what I say to meeting planners is if you have an information-packed meeting and you want a change of pace, then they bring me in to do entertainment with a message. I'm not a juggler. I'm not a magician. I am a professional speaker, so there's a message. But I make my points with my songs, and I get people singing along and clapping along. So the Peoria booking is a very good example of that.
Now, let me ask you something. You go out there and you do these songs, and you go and perform, and you're out there to tell them, oh, enjoy life, celebrate. But have you ever been in this dichotomous position there where you get up and you feel like crap and everything's going wrong and someone died and you got a toothache, and then you got to go out there and motivate people with all this happiness? Do you ever feel schizophrenic about it, or do you lift yourself up and it just carries you?
You bet your life, you do. And I always say one of the wonderful things about being a writer is that you can use everything that happens in your life, can become a song, can become a story. And then also, the whole time I was teaching, there were days like that where you just felt awful and you knew you had to go in and you had to reach the kids and you wanted to give a good lesson. And it's the same thing with performing. I don't know how I'm going to feel tomorrow, and if I have a show to do, you do it. And it lifts me up because I know that I'm moving and touching other people.
Not in a bad way, I hope.
No, not in a bad way, in an emotional way, Rabbi.
Oh, yeah.
And so that it gets me through any difficult situations. I wanted to mention also that I did a show at Don't Tell Mama Cabaret in May, and it was called An Evening with Dottie Berman, featuring songs from my new CD, When the Palm Trees Grow in Central Park. And my musical director is the wonderful Paul Greenwood. He starred in our Sinatra off-Broadway.
Oh.
Well, it was so successful, we are bringing it back. And I hope you will come, Rabbi.
Are you kidding? I'll bring my whole entourage.
Please do.
Because, you know, I have death threats and all that. So when is this going to be a Don't Tell Mama again?
Don't Tell Mama Cabaret, which is 343 West 46th in Manhattan. It's going to be Monday night, September 27th. Monday night, October 4th, right after the Jewish holidays.
Oh, good. So you're not going to perform on Yom Kippur, I hope.
Absolutely not.
Right.
And the shows are at 6:30 p.m. And the best way, the quickest way to get information is to go to my website because we have all the information there. And I would love to see all your listeners come to that show. It's a lot of fun. And Paul is wonderful. We sing duets. He sings a solo. He's a wonderful singer himself. And it's just a fun show. I've got palm trees all over the stage, you know, on the back curtains, and I wear this glittery green dress. It's just, we're having a good time.
It does sound like fun, and listening to the CDs, they're very enjoyable. I have a couple quick more questions. What was the most recent song that you wrote? What inspired you, and then suddenly, when was the last time you wrote a song?
Well, one of the most recent songs is called The Announcement. And usually what inspires me, if something makes me happy, I might write a song. But if something annoys me or makes me angry, boy, that is great inspiration.
So you're going to be writing a song about me, perhaps?
You know what? I just might.
Yes, damn it, yes! Immortality!
But I go to the theater a lot, and I got so tired of hearing the announcement, please turn off your cell phone, turn off your beepers, unwrap your candy now. I thought, that is a song. So I wrote this song called The Announcement. I'll tell you a little story about this, how songs get out in the world, and I want my songs being sung by other people, used by other people, you know. Someone at a radio station in Iowa is a fan of mine, and he interviewed me 5 years ago with the first CD, and I sent him the new CD. 2 weeks ago, I got an email from a man who runs a theater in Spirit Lake, Iowa, okay?
All right.
Saying, I heard your CD, I heard the song The Announcement, I want to license that song to use in my theater to, before each show, we're going to do 6 performances of a show out there in February 2005, and he is licensing that song for me to use it. That is so exciting, Rabbi.
It's a wonderful thing. Every time you go to the theater, good show, bad, the first thing you hear is Dottie Berman's, you know, turn off your cell phone song and do uncrinkle your candies early and what else? Turn off your pacemaker because those tick a lot.
But not your hearing aid.
Not there. What?
Don't turn off your...
I already turned it off. What the hell's the matter with you?
Well, I really wish that I could license it to theaters here in New York, and I really would like to do that, and I certainly, that's in the back of my mind, and I'm always out there, you know, sharing my songs with other people. So that's a start. We're out in Iowa. I'm big in Iowa and Peoria.
This is good. And I'm relatively big in Borough Park. But I'm talking to the wonderful and big and terrific Lady Dottie Berman. Remind people again how they can contact you one more time.
Okay, go to my website, www.dottieberman.com, and it's DottieBurman. Call my voicemail. Be sure to leave your name and phone number so I can get back to you. 212-712-6335.
Dottie Berman, I want to thank you so much for talking to the rabbi on Days Gone By. I want to wish you a very happy Jewish New Year and holidays.
And the same to you, Rabbi. It's been a pleasure.
Shalom.